Okay, welcome to your call on clearing EMF from your home and your body. And I want to welcome everyone today to today's group call. Very exciting topic, scary for some, creates anxiety for a lot of people. And I know, I get it, I understand. There are a lot, there is a lot of information going on about EMF and a lot of uncertainty. And so today I want to help you clear not only your homes and your body, but your energy field, because that is where it all starts, right? Within that energy field. And we can, if we can strengthen that and raise your frequency and vibration and strengthen certain systems within your body, it will be able to withhold the frequencies, okay? And also, you will get some tips on what you could do on a physical level as well. We're working on the energetic, but I also would recommend you take into consideration things to do to protect yourself, especially in the office. I know a lot of people are concerned about office space, right? So we're going to go over all this. We're going to have 30 minutes of clearing, group clearing, and then I'll take the other 30 minutes to do mini one-on-ones. All right, so let's get started. Now, the question is, are cell phones, Wi-Fi, and other common electronic devices poisoning our environment, harming our children, causing a long list of serious diseases? When I looked at thousands of independent studies, okay, they all are saying, yes, we are exposed to over 200,000 forms of EMF, from cell phones to Wi-Fi to routers to smart meters, Bluetooth, even common household appliances. So scientists are already sounding the alarm about the health dangers posed to you and your family. And guess what? 5G is right around the corner. By 2020, I believe they're hoping to have a ton of towers up for 5G. Okay, and it's going to be up and running in full force. So if you're already dealing with certain diseases within your body, and I'm just going to mention a few that are pretty common: sleep disturbances, including insomnia, headaches, depression, fatigue, lack of concentration, changes in your memory, dizziness, irritability, loss of appetite or weight loss, restlessness and anxiety, nausea, skin burning and tingling. These are the most common diseases, ailments, discomforts that show up from exposure to EMF. So what are we doing? Where do we go from here? So let's just start. It's starting to clear all these EMFs out of your body, out of your home, so we could kind of start fresh. So just close your eyes. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. And take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And just allow your body to completely relax I want to start by clearing the EMF exposure in your home. Let's clear the energy field around your home. Because guess what? Other people's energy may be affecting your home as well. So clearing, clearing, clearing. Let's clear all EMF exposures from all other people's homes that are affecting inside your home. We cleared the outside, now let's clear the inside. Okay, clearing all excess EMF energy from your walls. Minimizing the amount of EMF, but yet still having everything working. Is perfectly and intact. All your wiring, all your...
The moderator has left the conference.
Sorry, guys. So clearing all the energy within the walls of your home, but yet leaving everything intact, all the wiring, allowing it all to work just the same without all the EMF exposure to you and your home. Okay, let's go ahead and clear all the EMFs that have the ability to distort your human energy pattern. So let's go ahead and clear EMF exposure within your energy field. And as I'm clearing your energy field, I'm connecting it to your home so that we're all vibrating at the same frequency. Let's go ahead and clear the router. Routers are coming up. Let's go ahead and clear the energies around those routers. All your computers, all the technologies you may have in your home. Let's clear, clear, clear. Anything that's giving off high EMF, let's clear that. That may be affecting you. Okay, clearing this energy through your nervous system. Your nervous systems are screaming. So let's go ahead and start diving deeper into that and repatterning the energy frequencies within the brain and the spine at this time. Especially for some of you who are constantly in fight or flight mode. Clearing all EMF exposure from your DNA, where there is damage to the DNA by such frequencies. Okay, let's go ahead and clear anywhere that your cellular metabolism has been weakened in the body by EMF exposure, repairing and regenerating the cells within the body. And asking those cells to metabolize any EMFs that do come in the future. Is clearing them right through your body. So as this repairing and regeneration of the cellular level is happening with your body, I'm going to go ahead and detox and clear all the toxins out at this time for all EMFs that are present right now. Okay, one of the areas that EMF target is the gut. And so let's go ahead and clear all EMF exposures within the gut, within the muscles of the gut. That entire digestive system. Turning on your lymphatic system to clear all the toxins out of your body now. Okay, so I'm sensing a lot of inflammation. Let's go ahead and clear inflammation throughout the body. Clearing all the emotional stress that's coming up. Not only surrounding EMFs, but what's already there from the EMFs. And this is also showing up in the gut, not only your body, but your gut. Maybe some of you are having some sleep issues, so let's clear all the sleep pathways that EMFs have contributed to. And let's go ahead and repattern your sleep pathways. Okay, let's go ahead and restore the intercellular communication in the brain. Because I'm just working on the brain here as I'm working on the sleep pathways, so this guided me over to all the other communications that happen within the brain. So this will also help with anxiety and depression if you're dealing with that, fear. Trust is coming up. Those of you who are having problems with your vision, let's go ahead and clear all EMF exposure to the entire eye, the outside, the inside, every part of the eye that has been affected. Thank you. all these different parts of your body is starting to feel. Maybe you might start seeing some clarity in certain areas of your body as we're clearing all these EMFs. So let's go ahead and target the skin, because the skin absorbs a lot of EMFs. Okay, that is the outer part of your body. And it is one of the largest organs. So let's clear the skin. Cleansing, detoxing the skin, especially if you're having like burning sensations constantly, you know, let's go ahead and clear all the EMF exposure. Because maybe that is the cause. Maybe that's why the doctors can't find anything. I see this happening more and more, so let's clear, clear, clear. Very moody, you know, you feel like your hormones are constantly out of whack. There's nothing that can be done to get your hormones under control. Maybe you're dealing with endocrine system issues. Let's go ahead and clear this. Let's clear EMS right in that pituitary gland and the entire endocrine system that may be affecting 5 other organs in your body: the reproductive system, the adrenals, the pancreas, the thyroid. Let's clear all those energy that may be contributed to the exposure and let's rebalance that pituitary gland. Okay, as I'm clearing the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland is screaming for some help. So it's interesting because I'm seeing is that I know some of you are having a hard time connecting spiritually. Can EMFs affect that pineal gland? And we call it calcification, right? What is this calcification? Can it be toxins from EMF? Yes. So let's go ahead and clear that pineal gland so that you can spiritually see better. Opening up your spiritual gifts, your third eye, your connection. Okay. So let's go ahead and clear as we're clearing the pineal gland. We know that 5G is coming, right? We know that it's here. So what I want to do is I want to remove the stress first that's associated with this at this time. Removing all of your stressors and stresses that you feel just from the word. So even though we can't deny it, we know that we need to find ways to protect ourselves. So I'm going to go ahead and raise your vibration and frequency so that your body and energy field can handle the energies that are, that you're exposed to. Because the reality is that, yeah, you're going to be exposed to that. But how is your body going to handle it? Let's go ahead and boost and strengthen that immune system. Really, really important. Okay, bringing your body into homeostasis.
The moderator has left the conference.
As I bring your body into homeostasis, we're just balancing all of your chakras. Aligning all your energy channels within your body to protect you and align you and raise your frequencies and vibration to handle all these new energies that come through. Aligning your Hara line. and surrounding you in a beautiful shield to protect you from any exposure to EMFs, strengthening that energy field. And so it is. Thank you to you. Thank you to your guide team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you can take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And open your eyes. So here's a few tips on what you can do to protect yourself from EMFs. And while I give you those tips, we're going to go ahead and do mini healings right after I give you those tips. So those of you that are on the phone, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. Those of you who are in the Q&A, I will get to you. So here's a few things that you guys can do, okay? When you're around a computer, use like a silk shawl, something of silk, okay? You can put that behind your chair. You can wrap it around you, okay? Plants. There's a crystal that I love. It's called shungite. Shungite. And
the moderator has left the conference.
I'm so sorry, guys. I keep getting disconnected. So shungite and obsidian are wonderful crystals to use. Another thing you could do is use a wired external keyboard and mouse. Try minimal use of your microwave. Never, ever put your laptop on your lap. Using salt crystal lamps is amazing. Grounding your energies often. And getting maybe a Wi-Fi router, Bard, they do have those. They do sell those where you can use a guard. So get that and see if that will help. And I know there's a lot of other things that you can purchase outside that protects you from EMFs. But these are the things that I have special, okay? So let's go ahead and take questions, and hopefully I will not get disconnected. But if I do, like I said, I will be back. So I am so sorry for this, guys. But thank you for your patience. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to unmute 436 area code. Give me 1 second. It's 36. Who's this? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, is this me? Hi.
Who is this? Yes.
Hi, this is Maria. Is this me?
Oh, hey, Maria. How are you?
Hey, hi, sorry, you said area code, so I was confused. Thank you so much. I actually wrote in my question.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you saw it or it dropped, but yes, please,
okay.
I'd like you to see how it's bothering me because I work in a semiconductor industry, you know, and my office also is very close to my home. And
okay.
It almost felt like you were talking to me.
Yes. So this is the thing. So if you're working in an office space, let's go ahead. And the things that I shared with you that you could do physically, right? Get a salt lamp.
Yes, I'm going to tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes,
I want you to think about those things.
And then.
Yes, and set them up in your office space. That would be amazing. Wearing that shungite crystal or putting it near your computer or in your office, that would be amazing. So let's go ahead and just clear that office space, okay? So anybody else out there that needs clearing of their office space from EMFs, you know, especially, you know, whatever vibrations that are coming through affecting you, let's clear that. Because once you go back, you know, even though we're clearing it, who knows, it may show up again, right? We can't deny that. So let's go ahead and do as much clearing as we can right now for you, okay, all of you. Clearing the office space, clearing the office, clearing the antennas, okay, whatever antennas, because those antennas are probably right on the roof. And if you guys work very close on the upper levels, yeah, that's going to affect you. So let's go ahead and clear, clear, clear. And whatever effects that it has had on your body, let's clear that. Let's clear out the office energy. Okay, beautiful. All right, so play this recording. You guys could play this recording on silent whenever you're in the office. Okay, and definitely get a salt lamp. I think that's, you know, that would be a great thing. There's a couple of tips that I gave you, so definitely utilize those, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Maria. Okay, 320 area code.
Hi, people. It's Tara.
It's Tara. Oh, hey, Tara.
Okay, so we don't have a router at our house for our internet. We just use it off of our cell phones. So with that, is that just as bad as having a router?
Yeah, pretty much. They all have the same, the cell phone has to pick up from a tower that's close by, right? And these towers radiate a lot of frequencies, high frequencies, and whether or not, I mean, a router, of course, within your home, but the cell phone towers are pretty much the same or if not worse, okay? So let's just go ahead and clear any energies that are showing up within your home from the cell phone towers. Okay, and I did do a lot of clearing for the home in the beginning, so if you missed any of it, make sure you go ahead and listen to the replay.
Okay.
Let me see something because I want to go ahead and clear your home. Let's see what percentage of the cell phone towers you're being affected by. 55%. So let's go ahead and clear that and bring that percentage down. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this energy is for everyone on the call. If you are near a cell phone tower, especially like hospitals, they have like big towers, right? The big cell phone towers or airports or any of these places, if you're close to them and you see big antennas, that is it is going to affect you, okay? So we're just clearing, clearing, clearing. Let's go with your children, too. You know, I cleared you guys, but I, you know, your children are coming up. So let's clear them. What's interesting is even fluorescent lighting has, you can be exposed to EMF. So let's clear your spouses, significant others. Let's just clear everyone. Beautiful. Perfect. All right, there we go. All right, you're good, Tara.
Thank you.
Yeah, your home feels a lot clearer now. Notice if you notice any difference, okay, later on today.
Oh. Okay, I will.
Yeah, and you're doing okay?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay, good. You're welcome. Okay, I think this is Carol.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Carol.
I noticed
hey.
A big difference when you cleared outside the home. So maybe you could scan to see. I mean, I think there's a smaller tower, maybe in a five-block area.
Okay.
For most. And there's a big university building across the street. They have computer lab.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So, you know what? There's one thing I would...
The moderator has left the conference.
Okay, Carol, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, sorry.
You were going to say something. I don't know if you noticed something.
Nope, that's exactly what I was doing as I was trying to hop back on the phone.
Okay.
I went ahead and created a shield around everyone's home.
Okay. Yeah, it made a big difference.
Bringing the EMF energy exposure down to zero, minimizing it as much as I could at this time.
Okay, that feels much better.
Okay, perfect.
Now, as far as
beautiful.
Eyes go, is there
yeah.
any way to, because daily I work in my office, which isn't my home, with, you know, a couple big monitors and computer, a couple of smaller computers.
Right.
So I was going to get some shungite. Yeah, I was going to get some of that on.
Yes, get some of that. On.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you have salt lamps.
Yeah. I'll put it in there. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Yes. And then replay this recording on silent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And see how that works out for you.
Like every day. Okay.
Yes.
What about blue light, you know, that comes through iPads and things? I have some glasses that have like, a blue light filter, supposedly.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know what? I'm not sure about that, but I can think about that. And let me get back to you because there's nothing out there, even in research, that that explains about blue light. Even though they say that there is no harm, it still has a frequency, right? It still has a wavelength. So...
Yeah.
I would think anything with light in it has some kind of frequency that we should not be exposed to. You know what I mean? That's
right.
not 100% protecting us. You know what I mean? But even though it's minimal, it may be not 100%, right? So.
Well, it could affect the brain that deals with the eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So I know some of us work a lot on the computer, so that's why I'm saying shielding your computer, clearing your computer, finding that I love that clear obsidian or that shungite, and I just put it near my computer.
Yeah. It also contributes to dry eye, the computer screens.
Oh, yeah. Because you're being exposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of inflammation that's going on in your body, you've been exposed to EMFs. I mean, that may not be 100%, but it is one of the contributions, right, to why it's showing
up. Especially with aging, is it like another factor? You know, if your eyes are being affected in general, you know, it's just another stressor.
Right, exactly.
The screen time.
Whatever we can do to reduce, yes. Anything that we can do to reduce, anything that will help would be good. So let me grab some other callers, and I will talk to you soon. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, love. Mm-hmm. All right, so star 2 to raise your hand if anyone has any other questions. And I'm just going to go to the Q&A. And Paige says, oh, wait, hold on. Let me start from the bottom because some of you just gone. So I'm going to try to get to everyone. The Paige says, hi, people. I would sincerely appreciate a look into my energy field for EMF damage and exposure. So, Paige, let me go ahead and do a healing because I'm just looking into your energy field. Let's go ahead and repair any holes and tears where this energy could get through because I am seeing two holes, Paige. And let me go ahead and repair those holes. Okay, Paige, this should really help transform the energies that your body's holding on to from EMFs, okay? So it feels like your body's kind of constricting, so I'm just helping it loosen up. All right, beautiful. There you go. All right, Lori says, I've been making organite and have several pieces in my home. I feel like it's working. Can you confirm? Sure, Lori, let's see. What percentage is the organite working? 62 to 68%. So to up that percentage, go ahead and grab a shungite or a obsidian, okay? And if you have it, that's great. A lot of people usually have obsidians. Naomi says, can you clear EMF exposure from my body and our home? So, Naomi, I did do an entire clearing of the home and your body. So listen to this recording again if you need to, okay? But let me see if there's anything specific that I'm seeing for you, okay? So let's see. You know what? Let's go ahead and clear all the appliances within your home. Because I'm getting some input of information from your guides. The appliances need to be cleared. Let's go ahead and clear them, including televisions. Let's go ahead and clear all the energies, guys. Clearing, clearing, clearing. And anything energetic, let's say there's, you know, another energy that's coming in from another planet or dimension, okay, this is coming through, guys, from your guides, that may be of other high frequency that we don't are not aware of. I can't even speak right. So let's go ahead and clear that. That may be affecting us just, and it's just as harmful as EMF. Wow, that's strong, guys. All right, let's clear that energy. Okay, there you go. Beautiful. Wow, there's a lot of stuff coming through that I didn't even expect. So Sophie says, hello, Deepal. Is it possible on this call for a clearing of EMFs in the body, the energy, and home? Yes. So I have already done that. But please listen to the replay. I know you can't be on the call, but please do listen to the replay as I have done that. If there's anything specific, and I know since you cannot be on this call, please do let me know via email, okay, guys? But let me just see if I could tap in and see if I find anything specific. Okay, so there's an energy on the right side of your body, Sophie, and so I'm just going to go ahead and clear that. On the right, almost like in the scapula and the breast area. So let me go ahead and clear that. It's amazing, this energy is showing up within your body. So let's clearing, 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 pulling it out. And I want you to move your shoulder around whenever you get a chance and see if that also helps expel some of this energy that's that your body's holding on to, okay? Ooh. All right, Naveen. Hey, people, my work involves working on wireless technology. Please check on me and also remove any fear. Okay, so Naveen, let's go ahead and work in your workspace. And, yeah, there is 4G, 5G, a lot of 5G energies coming through, and they're also upgrading. So let's just clear, 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 and let's upgrade your energy, right? Even though I did for the entire group, for you, everyone else, again, let's upgrade your energy and handle these 5G energies, because even just thinking about it sometimes lowers your vibration or energy. So let's upgrade it, and let's ask your body to keep this upgrade. Okay, there you go. That's been set into place. So let me see. Hold on. Who's next? Wow, there's so many of you. Okay, Gail. Hello, Deepal. I'm having a serious problem with my accounting software scrambling data, even after bank reconciliations. All right. This is awesome. So let's go ahead, and if any of the EMFs are affecting your bank account. Okay, let's clear that. Your accounting software, let's clear that. Because EMFs, if we really think about it, it is an energy form. Can it do whatever it wants? Sure it can. It's an energy. Energy can do whatever it wants to do, whether it's affecting your home, your technology, your bank account, anything and everything, your body. So let's go ahead and clear everyone's bank account. Okay, there we go. So Catherine says, you know, my adrenals and cortisol went crazy when installed a smart meter in my home. Yes, yes, yes. Didn't sleep for months. Lost 30 pounds. Wow, Catherine. So let's go ahead and clear any energies that are floating around from that smart meter in your home. And I'm going to go ahead and separate and shield it off Okay, let's go ahead and shield. If any of you have smart meters in your home, I'm going to go ahead and shield that smart meter off so that it's not affecting you or your home or your family, okay? And let's go ahead and clear any energy that you've taken on from the smart meter. Resetting your hormone levels within your body, resetting your neurotransmitters, just reset, reset, reset. Beautiful. There you go. All right. So Catherine's asking, I wonder if a silk undergarment would help also. I'm not sure. I like to use a silk scarf. It's bigger. So try that. Isha, hi, Deeple. I want to mini healing for myself because I want to reduce all excess weight. I use a lot of my phone and my 16-month little one who watches a lot of cartoons on the mobile. Okay, so this is where we need to take initiative for our own kids and their exposure, okay, Isha? So please, please limit them as much as you can because as they get older, it's just getting worse, okay? So please take any precautions that you can physically, okay? You can control this. You do have a choice. So let's go ahead and do a clearing for the baby. Okay, any exposure that the baby has had. Okay, let's go ahead and clear all the exposure that your abdominal area has taken on. And for this is for everyone else on the call as well. Your abdominal area, let's go ahead and clear that. So can weight gain happen from EMF exposure? Sure, why not? There's weight loss, so why not weight gain? Okay, so let's go ahead and clear everything that you're holding on to here, all the EMF energy that may be coming through here. Let's clear, clear, clear. Clearing it through your navel. Clearing it through your third chakra. All right. All right, ES. I live very close to three cell towers at night and wake up full of electricity in my body. How do I handle this? Okay, so I gave you a couple of ways to handle it on a physical level where you can grab a couple of things from the store. But let me go ahead and clear and shield off those cell towers that are affecting your home. Okay, and also, guys, there is this is another thing you could get, a Bagua mirror, okay? And there's Bagua, it's B-A-G-U-A, Bagua mirrors that can help your home. And you can try getting those to help ward off negative energy. Okay, so try getting those. And put it at the front door outside your home. They do not go inside your home. So you can get them from Amazon. If you have any questions later, please do let me know. You can ask me on Facebook. Okay, so see how that feels? All right, so now somebody's asking, the blue light is influencing the hormones, sleep, melatonin. Yeah. You know, that's why. You know, it's interesting because in my house, there is a blue light that shines, okay? It's really teeny tiny, okay? And it's from like some kind of router or something. And it does not allow me to sleep. If I do not shield it, okay, if I do not close the doors, the cabinet that it's in, it does affect me. I cannot sleep. So if you are affected by blue light, okay, let's go ahead and clear all the energy you've taken on from a blue light. because blue light will affect you. If your alarm clock has a blue light, anywhere where there's blue light, it will affect your sleep. So try to find a way to close that off, guys. Very good. There we go. Let's shield you from any blue light. If it's not necessary for you to take in blue light or to have a blue light in your home, let's go ahead and get rid of it, okay? Shield it, put it in a cabinet, I don't know, whatever you can do with it. Get an alarm clock that has another form of light, okay? Let's see. Yes, it's full of hard knots created by all the EMFs. So if your body is staying constricted, yes, sometimes deep massages will not help. So let's clear those knots out of your body, guys. Anywhere where your body has knotted up because it's being exposed, it's inflammation. It's a way of inflammation to say, hey, I don't feel good. I'm just going to create this ball of energy within your body to hold on to this energy, all right? So anywhere where you feel knotted up energetically or even physically, let's go ahead and clear that. Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so I have somebody asking, I put a Faraday here. Beautiful. I've seen this is actual paint you can use to shield your home. Oh, for the lady with the three towers. Yeah, why don't you post this on Facebook so that everybody could see that? And that way it could help everybody. If you guys have any ideas, please, please do post them on Facebook, okay, in our private Facebook page, which is Deep Old Quantum Body Awakening Group. Okay, right, guys? Would love to hear from you guys there. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone. I do not see any other hands raised, so I do want to thank you guys for being here and being patient. So thank you, thank you. Thank you, and I hope I was able to answer everyone's calls. If you would like sessions, please do let me know. As members, you do get sessions for $169, so please let me know, and I will schedule you within the next week or so, okay, as soon as I get back from my vacation. So any other concerns, please do email me at deepalshaw@anandaforlife.com, and I will speak to you all very soon. You will be getting the replay very shortly, so just hold on, and you'll receive it soon, okay? Thank you, guys. Love you all, and namaste.